It's story time. The Sherpa, People of the Mountains. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. Good People. They are strong, smart, and hardworking. These words describe the Sherpa people. Hundreds of years ago, the Sherpa traveled. They moved from Tibet to Nepal. They came to live on the south side of the Himalayan mountains. The people had strong religious ideas. One very important belief was that mountains were homes of gods. The Sherpa lived near the tallest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. This mountain, which they call Mother of the World, ended up being a wonderful gift for these proud and strong people. Today, it is the reason 40,000 Sherpa people still live in that area. Chapter 2. Working the Land and Helping Others. Long ago, the Sherpa were not mountain climbers. They were farmers. In the 1920s, the British people planned some mountain climbing trips. They wanted to climb the Himalayan mountains. Since the Sherpa lived there, some of them were hired to help. They served as guides. They were asked to carry food and clothing. They carried bedding. They carried anything climbers needed for the long trip. The Sherpa also had yaks. These strong animals were used to help them farm. The yaks helped carry some of the climbers' things on their backs. Chapter 3. Fine Mountain Climbers. The Sherpa turned out to be fine climbers and strong people. They did not seem to get tired from all the climbing. The air gets thinner as people climb higher. Some people have trouble in the thin air. They feel sick. This did not seem to happen to the Sherpa guides. They felt fine. The Sherpa guides did not need much rest, even with the heavy loads they carried. From those early days, the Sherpa became known as hard workers. Mountain climbing became part of the Sherpa's life. People who wanted to climb the mountains asked for Sherpa to help them. At one time, some Sherpa climbers died on a mountain. This did not stop the Sherpa guides. The Sherpa continued to help others climb. They knew that helping others climb the mountains was important. It was needed to provide money to the Sherpa. Chapter 4. An Important Climb. The Sherpa and their work were not well known outside their area. Then, Sir Edmund Hillary of New Zealand and Tenzing Norgay, a Sherpa, made an important climb. These two men reached the top of Mount Everest. Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world. The two men were the first to make it to the top. This news traveled fast. People were excited. Soon, more groups of climbers wanted to try the climb. They needed Sherpa guides and yaks. The Sherpa were happy to help. They enjoyed the work. Chapter 5. The Sherpa Way of Life. The Sherpa believe in the Buddhist faith. They believe that gods live in the mountains. That means the mountains are thought of as holy places. Before any mountain is climbed, the Sherpa have a ceremony. They worship the mountains. They pray to the gods. They ask to be protected and for a safe trip. they leave gifts for the gods. Very few Sherpa have cars. They walk everywhere. The Sherpa live off the land. Even today, they still farm and raise animals. They make most of the clothes they wear. Sherpa clothing for men has not changed much from long ago. It is usually a long shirt that covers the arms. It can be made of thick animal skin. The shirt is tied at the middle of the body. It has a small pocket in the front. Women wear dresses that go down to the floor and cover their arms. The dresses are made of thick material. In warmer parts of the year, women wear a light dress over a shirt. They often tie a colorful square of material around their middles. Chapter 6. Sherpa Homes. When a Sherpa son gets married and has children, he and his family move to a new home. This house is built by his family and friends. Houses are placed so there is room in between for farming. The house is usually quite small. Families and animals often live together in a house. Some families may have another room for their animals. Some have a room for their holy objects too. The roof has space for smoke to get out, since fires are used for cooking inside the house. As each part of the house is finished, there is a ceremony. The Sherpa ask the gods for good things for them and their animals. The Sherpa have a good business. Their hard work is valued. As long as people want to climb mountains, they will visit the Nepal area. They will work with the Sherpa. Very few climbers have had success in the mountains without the help of the Sherpa. It seems that the lives of the Sherpa will be busy for years to come.